Bill Kurich is the head baseball coach at Webster University. Bill, if I had to describe your program, I would call it a dynasty. A third time in four seasons, your team will be playing in the Division III College World Series. Seventh time in your nine seasons that you've made it to postseason. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've had a good run. We had a good group right off the bat, and you know, slowly but surely, we got a little bit better. We finally broke through, 4 years ago, and to go 3 out of 4 years, that's tough to do. We've had a good group, and a number of these guys have they're seniors now, have been on all three teams, so it's been a good run here.
You're on your way to Appleton, Wisconsin now for the tournament. Your first game is Friday against number one ranked Cortland State, who swept their way through the New York Regional. If you're going to be the best, you have to beat the best at some point, so it may as well be early. I mean, once you get to this point, though, with these eight teams, is it pretty much wide open?
Completely wide open. Everybody's good. There's not, there's not anybody that, that you can take lightly by any means. Obviously, Cortland State's an outstanding team. Been a great program for 25 years, and Joe Brown, their head coach, does a great job. We've played each other a couple of times. This will be the first time we play each other in the World Series, and we're certainly going to have our hands full, but it doesn't matter who you play. You're going to have your hands full, especially game one. Yeah, everybody's got an ace that you're going to have to get past.
Bill Kurich joining us from Webster University, their baseball team at the College World Series on the Division III level, another top Missouri program here that's playing for a national title. Having gone through this experience twice already, and especially as you said, your seniors now, their third time, does it help? Does it give you any advantages knowing what to expect outside of the games themselves?
I certainly think so. You know, I mean, we get on the bus, we do the same thing. We head up, we stop at the same place for lunch, we get up there tonight. We practice at, practice at the same high school where, I've got a friend up there that helps us out. We know the town, we know the layout, from a logistics standpoint, it's a familiar trip. You know, the first time we went, it was a circus, And so, the parents are a little bit more, relaxed about things, knowing where they're going, at least the ones that have been there. So, I certainly do, it's not a completely different experience, and we're getting on the bus, and a lot of teams get on a plane, which is something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. We're on the same bus driver, and trying to do everything that we do just like we would if we were playing a conference game in the beginning of April.
How does your team approach these World Series? Do you go to win? Do you leave disappointed? Are you just happy to be there? I mean, it's such a hard journey to get to, and you guys have had success. So what's the mental approach now heading into this tournament?
Well, being here our third time, without any doubt, you're coming to win. The first time you're certainly happy to be there, as we are this year. But it's a new experience. You go up there, we won a game, and that was very thrilling. 4 years ago to win a game at the World Series, but we've got three trips under our belt now. We're certainly going up there to win the thing. Now, if we don't, is it going to be an awful, horrible, mess, or is it going to be a letdown by any means? No, we've had a great season, and the guys will never forget, the celebration and winning, the regional tournament last weekend. But gosh, the celebration, if we win this one, will be a little bit different. So we're certainly going to win it.
Bill Kurich, the head baseball coach at Webster University. The Gorlocks, one of the best names in all of college and one of the best programs in the country. Bill, good luck. Congratulations on another great season, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.